Hey, joining me right now is Mr. Joel Poland, band director here at Piers Healy High School. And boy, big week for the band here, Joel. You're taking the kids down a band trip. Chicago, Nashville, I understand, is the road trip, and you got it all mapped out and ready to go.
Yeah, we're really excited. Actually, the band and choir are going along.
It's a dual one.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a dual trip. Since we have so many kids that are in both.
Yeah.
We like to travel together. Makes traveling a little easier. It makes kids not have to try to choose between one trip. It gives them a little more opportunity as well. And so we leave this Thursday here. We go down to Dubuque, Iowa first, actually, Thursday night. And the kids will get to work with the band and choir director at Loras College. If that name sounds familiar to anyone.
Yeah, that's I was going to say, how'd you pick that one out of thin air?
That's where I graduated from, and that's where my dad is. And so my dad, who's worked with the kids before, will get to work with the band. And then they have a great young choir teacher who's going to get to work with the choir as well. And then from there, actually Thursday night, we travel through the night down to Nashville. And then on Friday, we get to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Kids get to have another clinic at Tennessee State University with some great faculty there. Friday night, we get to go to Blake Shelton's new restaurant. It's the Old Red Buffet.
Okay.
You maybe heard his song called Old Red.
Sure.
And then we get to go to the Ryman on Friday night.
It doesn't get bigger than that.
Yeah, it's going to be super cool. Some great artists that are going to be there, including Daryl Worley and the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then there's going to be more added. There's about five or six artists that no one recognizes yet because they're up and coming. But we all know that those up and coming artists turn into the Bellamy Brothers and Daryl Worley.
The headline acts.
Yeah, and so it's super exciting to do that. On Saturday, both the band and choir get to record at RCA Studios. So we'll do a tour of the studio, and then we actually get to record. So I know the band is actually planning to get a great recording of the school song and the national anthem, so we can have an updated recording at all of our events.
Hey, that's my intro on all my broadcasts, so I'll be sure to send me a new one once that's recorded live here for you.
Absolutely.
How does the planning of that, you know, and then you go from Nashville, you on the way back through Chicago?
Yep, we come back through Chicago on Sunday. On Sunday night, we get to go see Beauty and the Beast at the Drury Dinner Theater, which is really cool because Piers just did Beauty and the Beast. So a lot of these kids got to be a part of that. So now they get to see it professionally done. And then on Monday is our performance at the Field Museum there in Chicago. Which will be really exciting. The band and choir both get to perform at the Field Museum, where there'll be hundreds of people passing through as we perform.
How do the logistics of a trip how do you, first of all, choose we're going to Nashville and Chicago this year? How does that all come together?
A lot of it comes from the fact that I try to pick somewhere that's musical and has a rich history in music.
Both of those are huge.
Yeah.
In different areas, you know, obviously Nashville is the country music hub of the world. And the jazz scene is legendary in Chicago.
Yep. Along with the musical theater scene in Chicago has been huge. And so that was an awesome point that we get to do. And so we try to look at, you know, what's going to be affordable and what's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nashville is so hot right now just because everyone's moving there, all country music, and more artists are working there. You know, Justin Timberlake, his whole setup is based out of Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And so there's so many artists that are working out in Nashville now, and kids just hear about it all the time. So that was really exciting for them.
Do you spend some time, do you and Miss Howland spend time just kind of educating the kids about the history of, you know, they might not know about, hey, Patsy Cline and Earl Scruggs and, you know, when you go to the Ryman and all what that means in American music history.
Yeah, we do. And what's actually really cool, too, is before that, we go on a city tour of Nashville. And they get to explain that. We're going to see some of these legendary spots.
Absolutely.
And then before the concert, there's even time where we get to take the kids kind of through the Ryman Auditorium and just show them. And they get to see all that history.
Right.
And, you know, it's a little bit of a bummer because the Grand Ole Opry is closed during the month of January.
Yeah.
But it's closed because they're always updating the systems and everything. But then it's the Opry at the Ryman, and so many people forget that the Ryman was there first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually got a lot more of the history in that building than the Opry does.
For a musical, you know, aficionado to say, like, you know, as a sports guy, to be at, like, Yankee Stadium, like, I'm standing where Babe Ruth stood or where now on stage, I'm standing where Hank Williams, sang. Absolutely. Or, that is just incredible. And I hope the kids can understand and what that whole scope of things is. How long is the trip here?
We leave Thursday, and then we get back on late Monday night. So it's about 5 days. A lot that we're doing. Kids will be very busy.
Very tired.
Yeah, very tired. We told them they got to be back at school Tuesday morning. We'll be here, so we want them here as well. But I think they're all just, the excitement is just, you see it throughout the building. They're so excited to leave because they're like, we get to go see literally American history.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks will be able to follow along. They can follow the Piers Band Facebook page, I assume, here.
And
so
actually,
keep us updated.
We also made a Piers Music Instagram page.
Oh,
so
great.
So if you follow
okay.
Piers Music.
I will do that.
We have an Instagram page, and that'll get shared everywhere. So we'll be having photos from the kids, photos that we as chaperones and teachers take, just trying to document the whole trip so people can really kind of live the trip through that. We'll be sure to share everything on that just because it is so cool for the parents who might not get to go along to see what their kids are seeing. And then they have stuff to talk about when they get home. So that's going to be really awesome.
Mr. Poland, thanks so much. Enjoy the trip, and I hope the kids have the time of their lives.
Thank you, Rick.
All right.
We will.
Mr. Joel Poland, band director, as he will take the band, and Ms. Howland will take the choir down, and headed to Nashville and Chicago, a part of their annual trip, band choir trip, I guess, to expose the kids to some new forms of music, and we certainly wish them the time of their lives. Thanks again, Joel.